So a funny thing about this picture is it's actually the first picture I ever sold to an interested buyer. I was contacted on Twitter by someone who follows me. And when I just posted it there one night, and the fellow loved the picture so much, he wanted to pay me something so he could print it on his own and acknowledge the art in it. I was delighted. I've never been paid, never thought of myself as a photographer worthy of being paid for anything. So it was really inspiring to have that interaction and to see my picture speak to someone, and obviously led to a conversation too. He was based out of Nashville, and he said, you know, just the sight of cranes is so daunting and inspiring at the same time, you know, makes you feel a part of just growing energy and a burgeoning city. The picture is taken on the way south from Tel Aviv to Sderot in Israel on a trip I took in 2020, early in 2020, before the pandemic really began to ravage everything. And it's the way south. So we're on the right hand side would be the Mediterranean, and on the left is sort of expansive dunes as you get further into the Negev. And this is how the Israelis manage their housing crisis, which is ongoing. They just plan cities that basically can pop up overnight, and they bring in the cranes and suddenly look over the dune. And where before there was desert, now there's going to be a city, and high rises are emerging. Train windows were pretty dusty, and there was rain coming down in patches. It's a rainy season in Israel. So it was fun to have that accidental filter sort of aiding my work as I snapped away at the scenery. And the clouds, of course, kind of descended and were pretty dramatic. I love the feeling of just, you know, getting over that sand dune and kind of not knowing what to expect, because the crane suggests so much, this expansive city or perhaps the sea. And so I think cloud bounded would be an interesting title for the piece. The idea that just those clouds really hold the limits that we can achieve here in terms of a building boom. They will come down and still rain on the city below and bind in the imaginations of anybody who would seek to build here. It's kind of biblical Tower of Babel imagery that I like a lot. Another title that I think sort of befits the terrain here is Uprising. You know, they're going to build something out of the desert that's going to rise. And yet that word uprising, synonymous with intifada and all that Israel deals with, especially this past year in light of a new war that's taken place between Gaza and Israel. And this is the region that gets hit with volleys of rockets from Gaza. These cities will be vulnerable. Uprising would be my other title.